Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, it's episode 399 of the Overseas Connection podcast, and that would be for the 3rd of Santa 2016. We're in December already. It's frightening. Christmas trees are going up and lists are being rewritten. And so we're here. This is a gaming podcast for allegedly mature people who play games and like to have a bit of crack together, and that's spelled C-R-A-I-C. This is your host, Robin Tate, Bongo the Sane, and I'm in Northern Ireland. That is just to the right of Alaska. And Greg's away. He's in Lake Tahoe. He's trying to ice skate on the lake. It's not frozen yet, so he's rather wet. And he's left me in charge once again. But I rest assured the business president of business, the business master, will be back for the 400th episode. 400? Can you believe that Greg is that old? I feel we all can. Anyway, I've got a lovely, beautiful bunch of girls and a guy. And
now you
Kim,
right, girls.
I got Kim up there. Hello, Kim. Who are
Hi.
You? Where are you? And what are you doing?
I am in the northeast Missouri in the boonies. And well, right now I'm trying not to freeze my ass off. So if that's possible, you know.
Well, we have plenty of community members that would like to see that. So,
yeah.
So, okay. So, look, you'd said just before we started about the house, and you said you were going to be in before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen?
We're still hoping. We still have time. So, yeah, I'm hoping. We just got heat in it today. So, thank God for that. So, and we got my closet almost done. So, all I have to do is slap some paint on the walls and, you know, throw some flooring down and I can move in just about any time now. So other than, you know, setting up the bathroom and getting the water piped in, hey, we're almost there. So
do it. So like, is it a bucket out the back then, is it?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, too much information. Okay. Also, we've got Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Well, you're looking.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I'm already drinking, so just concentrating on my dog that thinks she's a cat on the back of the couch.
So you had some very shocking things happen to you this week from another horrible community member who's thankfully, for his own sake, not on the show tonight. And okay. there was terrible, terrible things went on after the show. Yeah. Do we even need to talk about that? I mean, how angry are you with Mark?
Don't forget, I am flying over there in February.
Yeah, but if he was on the show tonight, he would be getting some throttling, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he probably would. I still love him, rat bastard. But
yeah. This video may or may not be released at a later date. It was the audio from the outtakes of the show last week added to a video. And yeah, it's been posted a few chat times in our personal chat group by different people. I'm sorry.
I know. And it's not that funny.
It is.
Oh, it's not that friggin' funny.
Oh, dear. It made me laugh. Okay. Spinning the decks tonight. Richard Webster in
the house.
In England, blowing things up.
I'm just smashing life, mate, right in the face. I've got the I've got a million keyboards here. I've got 50 screens going on. We need all this extra audio. I've had to hire 5 new writers for the show. Things are happening. You know, we're making waves in the media. We've got about 7 listeners now, and growing every day.
Too late. Well,
every day.
When you stop puberty, you'll stop growing. But as long as you're in puberty, we'll still be growing.
Maybe.
But there was a disaster in your household minutes before the show started.
God, mere minutes, just as I was setting up the OBS machine. My nice LG TV that my girlfriend kindly lent for the man cave as a like third monitor plus sit back gaming screen just popped, exploded right in front of my face. I thought I was going to die. I had a near-death experience. I felt like I was up there in the sky looking down. And I
don't go towards the light, Richard. Go towards the light.
No, that's the thing. There was no light. It was just like this red hole in the ground. I don't know what it was. But essentially, I thought my entire gaming rig collapsed, but it didn't. It was just the TV. Luckily, it was the least expensive thing in the room.
But yeah, it wasn't the monetary value here. It was the sentimental value because it had a bit of history. It probably had a name.
Yeah, she saved in university to buy this TV while she lived alone. And then, you know, she met me. I had a big 4K, so we didn't need it. So I kind of borrowed it, and I've destroyed it, really. Oops.
You're the man. Okay, well, we're here for a show, and we're going to talk about video games. Lots of things happened this week within our own community in the gaming world, and we're going to tackle some of those things. But just before I do, we go horse riding every week, and a terrible thing today, Glenn, who is my chap that we look after, he has cerebral palsy, but he loves to horse ride too. But his horse decided to sit down on the ground today with him on his back and roll over. So and we just got him, the tutor just grabbed him as the horse was going down because he wouldn't know to roll away. And I was like, heart in my mouth moment. It's unbelievable. And he didn't want to get back on. Didn't want to get back on. And I had to lift him forcibly and get him back on the horse because if he didn't, he just wouldn't have. But I was just really frightened today. Terrible. Terrible. Just a question. Christmas... Our house is being frosted at the moment. The first tree has went up. We have a Gandalf on the top of our tree. I know it's supposed to be a wizard or a wise man, but it's now a Gandalf, and he's playing a sax as far as I can see. And like every time I look at it now today, Judith has it up there, I'm thinking that bloody sax song that was going the last couple of weeks. But do you have your Christmas stuff up? Is it something you do now? No? When does that happen?
Hopefully, as soon as I can get moved into the new house, I'll put the Christmas stuff up then. Because I'm not really wanting to do it right now, because then if we move, then I've got to take the tree down and, you know, move it all around.
Well, I hear some people shrink wrap the tree, and then they can move it around as whatever way they want.
There's a thought.
Oh my God, that's smart.
Yeah, shrink wrap the whole tree and just put it away decorated. And Nicole, do you go into it like fully blown? I mean, do you just go big style in it?
We have a tradition that we don't do that whole Black Friday crap. We're not shopping that day. We always decorate on the day after Thanksgiving. That's our family tradition. We put up the tree. We put up the lights on the windows, the lights around the outside of the house.
Wow. That's a very American thing. It started to happen here. But not just anywhere near as much. I mean, it's very rarely you see a whole house completely decorated on the outside as well.
Maybe when maybe in an episode or two, I'll take some pictures and you guys can flash them on the screen of the house. Not me. Shut the fuck up.
You don't
I haven't been drinking that much.
I want to play games. Okay, right. So. Stuff that's been happening this week, community-wise, and we will get onto it later on. But first of all, I have to say, I am absolutely and utterly gobsmacked at the response with my decision to not buy that many games next year. The E-Log, the Year of Living Gamedurously, spelt with an E. It's just, I have been inundated with requests. There's 25 people, I think, have already signed up. There are websites being set up left, right, and center. But thank you, guys. I'm just blown away by it, that there's been such a response, and I'm so chuffed and pleasantly surprised that so many people are maybe on the same wavelength as my little idea. So yeah, we'll talk more about that later. Okay.
Here is the fucking news.
Today, around the world, there was an event took place called PSX, a PlayStation Experience. And there's quite a bit.
Sorry. I heard PS. PS sex is what I heard.
Well,
it's all the drinking, I'm telling you.
PlayStation 6, that's what we like. There's a new extra USB port in the back of the Pro. Away you go. Anyway, the PlayStation Experience took part. Lots of news, tons and tons of really exciting stuff for PlayStation. And the biggest thing that I see out of there is The Last of Us 2 has been announced. That's within the last couple of hours. And they showed a trailer that says it's in-engine. And in the trailer, it shows a slightly older Ellie. And Joel is in it as well. He has returned.
Does that mean she'll be legal now?
Yeah.
Just saying, I'm just, you know, everyone's got it on the tip of their tongue. They want to ask that question, obviously.
Help me.
You asked Rich to run OBS. This is on you.
Well, I suppose, this is on my log list to finish it. I did start it on the PS3. I didn't finish the first one. And I hear I'm in for a really fantastic experience. And I'm sure tons and tons of people are excited about this. I think it came as a bit of a surprise. Reading into the sort of the article, Naughty Dog's Neil Druckmann, they were saying that they really didn't know whether there was another story in The Last of Us or not. And they spent the last couple of years putting lots of drafts and lots of stories down, lots of ideas, until they got one that they were really, really happy with. That's exciting. No release date, so it could be 2 years away, but it is coming. It is coming. Last of Us, who has finished Last of Us? Anybody here finished Last of Us?
I have.
No? You have? No. And it justifies a two? The Last of Us. Two. Yeah,
the way the game ended disappointed me, because I'm a spoiled gamer and we're allowed a lot of things. I won't spoil it, but we're allowed to do a lot of things, and they had a story to tell. But the game was fantastic. The story was great. The characters were amazing. The dialogue was amazing. The voice acting was amazing.
The clickers were bastards.
It was like if The Road was made into a video game. It had that kind of tone.
Okay.
And like
the road.
And like Viggo Mortensen, like the grizzled, like, you know, just, I don't know, it's just great. It's really good. You have to watch it.
Mm. Okay, well, in front of us in your notes there, there's other bits and pieces. I'll rattle through the highlights. You know, Marvel versus Capcom Infinite announced. I don't think it's a big thing for us. Last of Us, you play as Ellie in the next part of The Last of Us. Okay. There's some Uncharted standalone DC. It was revealed at PSX. Oh, that's interesting. Kojima partnering with Killzone Horizon dev Guerrilla for Death Stranding. I think he's going to use the engine from these guys is the partnership. So that groovy Death Stranding teaser that we've seen at E3, is something been going on in the background? Oh, the joy! Knack 2 is coming. Woo!
Crickets.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No More Heroes dev. New PS4. Let It Die. Okay. Launches today for free. No More Heroes free on PS4. That's good. Parappa the Rapper, Wipeout, Crash Bandicoot, all getting PS4 upgrades.
That is amazing. Wipeout and Crash Bandicoot, I have to say. The Crash trailer, if anyone's not seen it, go watch the Crash trailer. It's fantastic. I'm replaying the Crash Bandicoots now. Part of me, Year of Living Gangrously. And, yeah, Crash Bandicoot looks insane.
Excellent. Okay. Lara Croft Go coming to PS4 and Vita. I thought it already was there. Okay. And Ni No Kuni 2, that's a biggie. Ooh, it's coming in 2017 with a new English trailer has been released for it. I know Chris from Boss Wave will be peeing in his pants a little bit when he sees that. okay, there's a Destiny update. Sparrow Racing, I think that's been on the Xbox for quite a while, but that's good that they're getting that as well. And Street Fighter V, new DLC, we're scraping the bottle and barrel now. And massive Resident Evil 7 demo update. An update to the demo is coming tonight on PS4, so you can see that.
You heard it here first, folks.
So, yeah, Sony and Microsoft both going at it, hammer and tongs. It's a great time to be a gamer. If you have one of these consoles, fantastic. If you have both of them, the world is your oyster. Okay, this week also as well, the VGAs. Did anybody watch the VGAs? I know Mark watched them. The VGAs, I think they're getting more credibility now as the years go on. They're getting sort of more razzmatazz. And they took place on Thursday. The winner of the Game of the Year, Doom, Inside, Titanfall 2, Uncharted 4, or Overwatch. Now, we talked about this last week. So, what did we say? And Nicole was absolutely right, if I remember correctly. You said, that Overwatch has some following. You just watch this space. Was that correct?
And, something like that.
That was more Dolly Parton than anything else. Overwatch won the Game of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
I tried to tell y'all. There is a following for this that you just, y'all wouldn't believe. They have this, people are creating other little side stories to go with it. They have websites and blogs dedicated to this. People are creating, they're adding additional characters continuously. They've just added, I think we're on our third edition of new characters. And every one of them has a little side story. And if you listen, like actually play the game and listen to the conversation, because you know how AI always has its own little conversation with itself in a game? Yep. These guys are actually talking about other characters in the game, giving you a little hint of their past, who had what relationship with who. There's some guys that are brothers. One was on the good side. One was on the bad side. I mean, there's so much to this game that if you... There are a lot of parts that really totally just torque my shorts. But there is some good parts to this game, too. That's the southern thing, Robin. It's okay.
It's good. I like it. Keep it going. Yeah, look, I think, the figures on releases, what are they called, the NDAs, whatever it is, NPDs, Overwatch has outsold Call of Duty like 2-1, you know, double, maybe even 3 times the amount. It's just phenomenal. It's a monster. I haven't played it, but you love it.
Oh, it's a good game, but I think it's because everybody can play the game. It's geared towards, gamers in general. But
gamers.
But, the average 20-something gamer or whatever. But kids can play.
Yeah, because it's sort of superhero. It's got that superhero feel about it, I think. And it's got a bit of the shooting a bit about it. And it's maybe, good God, a modern spin on Halo multiplayer, it's with some superhero-y sort of characters with special powers. Got maybe all the best things of Halo and Destiny and Call of Duty all mixed into one,
It's a lot of fun. It really is. You have to get used to the different characters and each one. And what's funny too about the dynamic of the game is there are, say there's 12 characters, six of them match up against the other six. So each person has a nemesis that can take them out. Completely take them out. So it makes it an interesting dynamic in the game. When you see that one character come up, your character's pretty well screwed. Not a lot of other... So they all have their little arch enemies, their nemesis, that to make the game a little more interesting. DeMarcus, he's the one that plays this a lot, right, Kim? He loves this game, and I think I see him on there playing a lot. I haven't played it with the kids even in a while, but my kids are like totally into this game.
Well, I'll run it in bat now. No, but you would say it's justified as a winner, yeah.
I do think so. If you've played the game and you follow some of the fandom, you can see why it's a popular game.
Good. Okay, the chat says they love it. Night Raven loves it. Good lad.
Yeah, that's...
On the back of that then, Blizzard Entertainment, they won the Best Studio Game Direction Award as well. Fair enough. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. It got the best narrative. I kind of agree with that. I'm playing it again, and it is pretty good. But some of the writing is pretty awful too. Playdead, who made Inside, they got best art direction. As a what the fuck is going on thing? Best art direction. Doom. Again, I'm gobsmacked by this. They won the best music and sound design. Richard, you played Doom. Huh. It has hard, weird rock and roll music, which you would never listen to by itself.
Even when I played the beta for that, they had good background music.
Mm.
And no, I wouldn't go out and go purchase it from iTunes or whatever. Yeah. But when you're in the moment in the game, it does have music that befits that situation.
That moment, because you know when the music starts to calm, you've got all the monsters and all that. Yeah. And that bit does work very well. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Nolan North, he's Nathan Drake. He got the best performance. Good old Nolan North.
Okay,
yeah.
He got the best performance. I was like, Nathan Drake. I'm like, he's a cartoon. Never mind. I read that wrong.
Haven't played it. I'm not going to play it. That Dragon Cancer won Games for Impact Award. God, speaking of Impact, sorry to break away from this. Just... I don't know if you get them in the UK, Richard, but the Northern Ireland advertising thing for drink driving every Christmas comes out with these shocking, shocking adverts. They're always shown after the aftershed, which is out, like, after 9 o'clock at night, and they're meant to shock and awe, and they show, you know, really horrific car accidents or a theme. And in this one, it was for speeding, and it showed this car whizzing down the road, and then you see cut to the scene of this. Primary, not even primary, kindergarten, maybe 30 kids sitting on the ground getting a story. And this car loses control, rolls slow motion over a hedge and lands on top of the kindergarten and flattens them all.
Oh, dear God.
Geez, too much. I get it. But just every year it gets a bit more extreme. I get the story, but God, that should get the flipping advert for Impact. It was horrible. I'm talking about it now. Yeah. Anyway. Loved Inside, best independent game. It got that. Best indie. I would maybe go with that. Yeah, that's good. Pokemon Go, of course, best handheld. Well, what else was there really? I'm sure there was lots of others, but it took on the world. And in within the week, is it a week to 10 days? We're all going to be talking about Mario. I mean, that's going to take over the world too. Res Infinite, the best VR game. Yeah, okay, I don't know anything about PSVRs any longer. Sold it! Made 120 quid! Yeah. Doom, best action game. Well, amazing. There you go. Yep, best action game. Dishonored 2, best action adventure game. Strange, you would have thought Uncharted would have got it. But Dishonored 2 just out, but they must have thought an awful lot of it. And this is a bit of a cheat. The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, got the Blood and Wine, got the best role-playing game. Well, that's like a couple of years in a row, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's like, you know, GTA 5 is still Game of the Year every year, so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because that was confusing me. I'm like, I know it wasn't out. It was out in 2015, right?
But they're winning it for Blood and Wine.
Yeah, it's the DLC.
Just the DLC.
That hasn't happened that much.
No, it doesn't.
You think with things like Fallout this year, you would have thought that things like that would have had a chance to get it, but obviously not.
But Witcher 3, have you played that, Robin?
I'm playing it, yeah. I'm playing.
Yeah, that grabs you. I don't know what it is about some of these RPGs, but Kim knows. Because Kim and I can sit there and we'll just sit there and talk to each other while we're both running around some, you know, destitute world trying to fight whatever and dragons. It's unicorns. Always whatever and dragons.
Exactly.
And unicorns.
Yeah, unicorns.
When does the unicorn bit come? Is it way into the game?
Mm-hmm.
It must be, because I'm not there yet. So
it's way into the game.
Oh, Kim, it'll be like 2019 when you get to that bit.
All right.
It's like you go forward like an inch at a time, and you must look at every single leaf around you. Then, okay, another like inch. Okay, days. Look around a wee bit more.
I'm checking out everything on the map, you know. Oh, yeah. There's a question mark all the way over there. I have to see what it is, you know.
Always.
Yep.
Okay. Not appropriate to us. Street Fighter V got the best fighting game. Civilization VI, best strategy game. Richard, you could talk to that. Mm-hmm. Forza Horizon 3, the best racing game, sports game, and Overwatch bought the best multiplayer best multiplayer game, and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the most anticipated game. Huh. Well, again, I don't know. Red Dead, Mass Effect, Legend of Zelda. Ooh. I don't know.
Okay, you know I don't like either one of those games.
Yeah.
But I actually would have expected Mass Effect.
Yep.
I'm twitching saying that.
Hard to say it. Yeah.
I know. Mass Reject to get most anticipated game.
Yeah. Red Dead.
Yeah.
I think it's because you got to realize that like this Zelda game is going to be the first Zelda game of its kind.
That's true too.
Mass Effect another of that same game. Red Dead's just another of that same game. So maybe that's how they see. Plus, maybe they're just like really into Nintendo.
And it could be the last of the Legend of Zeldas as well, if they get it wrong. Anyway, lots of awards, lots of alcohol was taken, I'm quite sure. Nothing happened bad, I believe. Usually there was no disruptions or nobody got on stage and showed their buttocks. So that was disappointing. Okay, just a wee bit of quick news. Bulletstorm, you can get your dicks. It's coming. It's going to be re-released as a remastered edition. That was a fun game, and it's coming in April and 17.
I'm excited.
That's a good game.
Damn it.
I would love to play. A sequel would be fun.
Was it called? Dick Kick? What was it?
Dick Tits. Yes, Dick Tits. That was like my favorite word the entire fucking game.
That game was hilarious. The sarcasm, I completely spoke that language the entire game. I was like, they're speaking my language. We're one. We're simpatico. That was a lot of fun. That game was hilarious.
The only thing that's the cloud on this one is that it's Gearbox Software that's doing this. They're doing a remaster of People Can Fly's Bulletstorm. So Gearbox, let's hope they do a good job on it. The full clip edition will be released on 7th of April for everything. PC was also going to receive Duke Nukem's Bulletstorm Tour, which makes the character available as a playable character in-game for free. Why only the PC? And PC. Oh, no, everybody's getting it. That's going to be brilliant. You're going to play as Duke Nukem. He's the perfect character for that.
Yep.
And then finally, holy shit, Mass Effect Andromeda trailer. Drop a mic.
A mic and kick it and laugh. It was
so
good.
It was brilliant.
I haven't even watched it.
It was awesome. Oh, wow. It's out there. Go and see the Mass Effect Andromeda trailer. It looks brill. Gameplay as well.
I bet you, Kim, that all the best parts of the entire game are in that 30-second video.
Yep, I agree with you.
Oh, dear. So, shoot me now.
Sorry, DeMarcus.
Oh, dear. Night Raven agrees with me, so he's saying, besides, have you seen the new Mass Effect? Oh, sweet. Buttered butt cheeks. You're absolutely right,
man.
I
told you. He wet himself watching
sweet
that.
Sweet buttered butt cheeks. All right, so...
He's a southerner like me, so...
He likes his buttered butt cheeks. All right, this week, Kim posted up on Facebook from our good friend Jim. She stole it from him. I'd like to know her thoughts on...
I like that you did that, Kim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nicole. Damn it. I'm just those butt cheeks. That's got me.
The butt cheeks have thrown him.
So there's a piece, if you go to our Facebook, which is fb.ocpod.com, fb.ocpodcast, FB, yes, we'll do that again. Our Facebook page for the Overseas Connection. There's a thing about this completely immersive VR experience. So you're in your VR headset and you're strapped on to this frame, and there's a 360 moving foot plate below you, and you can walk left, right, run on it as well, completely immersed. And I remember seeing this about 3-4 years ago, a very, very basic version of this, and seeing a guy in it running along playing, I think it was Portal or Half-Life, and he looked like he was having a great time, but it looked like a lot of hard work. Reading some of the articles about it, you know, it looks fantastic for army training, for like if you get like 30 of these guys training, running through proper streets, that sort of stuff.
One of the things Jim said was it would probably, he could imagine it for training, for combat. Yeah.
So he thought, you know, the question that was posed is, we'd like to know your thoughts. If VR was readily like this and easily affordable, would you play or not? And why? Jim Martin, he says he thinks it's a great VR idea for gaming, but I think the military would love this as a training aid. Imagine a few hundred people in muck combat in any environment imaginable. Nicole, what did Mark say?
What did Mark say? It looked very immersive and fun, but the practicality of it fitting in people's homes may be an issue. And I kind of take issue with that, because how many people have a stupid bike, you know, one of those bikes sitting in their house, or a turbo trainer, or what's the thing you run on that I would never have in my house? Thank you. Huh? That thing is gigantic.
Yeah, I've got them all.
See? Okay, terrible. So see, what would you rather have?
That what would you rather? A VR machine?
Like 6 feet of space. This probably takes up 4 square feet. I'd much rather have that thing, because at least I'm having fun while I'm doing it.
But dear God, you would have to have a lot of trust in the people around you. You'd have to have your doors locked completely.
My house up. And make sure nobody's around me while I'm looking like a fool.
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, if you go onto our Facebook page and see it, Dan, Hardly Dan, spelt with a small D, I'm slowly getting a VR set up. I'm really looking forward to it. Most of the games I'll use for it will be cockpit-based sims, driving and flight, etc. And, of course, he will be playing to death Elite Dangerous in VR, I am quite sure. Over and over again.
Something like this wouldn't apply to him then.
Mm,
no, but yeah. I did like the way you could see the man running and squatting and looking around corners. It would definitely get some of those couch potatoes off the couch. And
I would like to watch a VR version of this, that I was in VR watching myself on one of those things, doing those things, and I'd be sitting on the couch.
<'Cause>... bastard.
Anyway, okay. Again, on our Facebook page, Steffi Business, Stefan Ratcliffe, he posted this very interesting shot of a custom-made GameCube handheld device, and it looks brill. I would love that. That would be fantastic. It looks like a beautiful little handheld playing all the GameCube games. Now, it says it's custom made, but if that went for general release, like the little mini Nintendo thing right now that's going everywhere, this thing has it looks like about the size of a controller and has a little LCD screen in the middle and done all the GameCube colors. That would be a cool thing to release, because those little Nintendo classics seem to be selling like hotcakes, and there seems to be an appetite for miniaturization. So, check out our Facebook page. There's lots of stuff going on there, quite a lot. So, pop in. It's interesting. It's good stuff. It's live. All right. Quite topically, Jason Johnson has sent us some trivia. And he's asking, thank you, Jason, Teflon. What year did Spike TV first host the Game Awards? Was it 2010? 2006, 2003, or 2012?
Oh, what did you ask? I was answering.
When did Spike TV first host the Game Awards? They had some disasters on the way.
God, so, Spike TV.
Spike TV.
Eons ago.
2010, 2006, 03, or 12? Spike TV. It's the only. It's what made them famous in Nerdland. Yeah.
I loved it at the time.
So your answers after three? A one, a two, a three.
Yeah, but I don't remember. Yeah. I'm like, that's what I'm thinking.
Oops. Can sorry.
Can you at? Not type?
No, I can't. I had this thing for sticky keys pop up on my screen, so it was hard to see. Yeah.
Well, now you have an exclamation point and a D.
Yeah, there you go. Doesn't get any better than that.
That's it. Get the spacing right. Get the tabs to right. I'm sorry, yous are all wrong. Yous are all, even just, you're fantastic guessers. It was actually as way far back as 2003.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
There you go. Okay, so what was the game of the year according to the first Spike TV Game Awards show? Was it Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell? Good game. Madden NFL 2004, Soul Calibur 2, or Final Fantasy 11? So, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Madden NFL 2004, Soul Calibur 2, or Final Fantasy 11? Answers, please.
Can I put two answers?
Of course you can.
Just kidding.
And one person has it right. And that would be, of course, Nicole. Me! It was.
Really?
Madden, yeah.
I'll be damned.
NFL.
I was just guessing. I pulled that one straight out of my ass.
What kind of arsehole's got Game of the Year? A sports title?
Right? That's what I was kind of thinking, yeah.
The fuck are these... No wonder the fucking thing went into the ground. Ridiculous.
Really? Yeah, that was my thought.
God almighty, goodness me.
I hate those games. I was like, oh, I hate those games the most. It's got to be that one.
Yeah, good point.
Diary in the mouth.
It's the same game, but new knee physics. Who cares?
Oh, come on, Richard. Fucking FIFA and fucking Forza and everything else.
They're all the same. Yeah.
It's just a wee add-on every time, a wee iteration. Yeah, well, anyway.
They just put more Bloom lighting on it. It looks newer.
Yeah,
Bloom.
Thank you.
Copy-paste. Yeah,
thank you very much, Jason, for that once again.
Indeed.
And brushing, because he was at work today and he didn't get that done. But he got it done quickly, just minutes before the show. All right. Kim.
Yes.
There are some new releases, not many, but there are some notable ones that we'll have a chat about. Would you like to rattle through the new releases for December the 3rd to the 9th, please?
Sure. Well, our new releases are Dead Rising 4 for the Xbox One and PC on December 6th. I know there's people that are excited for that one. Not sure I am, but, you know, some people. There is also The Last Guardian for the PS4 on the 6th. I know there's several that are excited for that one as well.
Kim, little interesting fact for you. Do you know what The Last Guardian is called in France?
No. What is it called?
No.
The Last Guardian.
Nice one.
Okay, Richard.
What? Dear Lord.
TV didn't blow up enough.
Alrighty, carrying on. Shadow Tactics Blades of the Shogun for PC and Mac on the 6th. And now we have to scroll. There's a gap. Unspoken for the Rift on December 6th. VR Sports Challenge for the Rift also on the 6th. Werewolves Within. Werewolves Within for the Rift, the Vive, the PSVR for the 6th. And Yakuza 6, Fun in Japan for the PS4 on December 8th.
Well, there you go. Dead Rising 4, definitely. It reminds me, I keep on thinking of Die Hard when I think of Dead Rising 4, because it's sort of set at Christmas. Yeah. It was Die Hard with zombies sort of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay. The Last Guardian. That's due out then on Monday or Tuesday. I hope it's good. I hope it is good.
But it's been pushed back a couple of dozen months, hasn't it? So
yeah,
you gotta hope it lives up to that. Don't believe the hype. Type of shit.
But nothing really has it? If it's been hyped this much, I hope so.
Only Rockstar can live up to hype, really.
And of course, for the other half of Boss Wave, Yakuza 6, Fun in Japan. He's going Japanese. The hair himself, Robin, my namesake, he will be also peeing in his pants for Yakuza 6. That has a really cult following in the West. So one of the things that we didn't talk about really about new releases, which seems to have went down a real storm, is
Pokemon.
Holy crap! No, not Pokemon. Oh, frig! Now you've threw me.
It's gone really well.
Turn-based strategy game, massive. 13 Final Fantasy. That's it. You'll get there eventually. It's being reviewed to death and getting really fantastic reviews, aimed at non-Final Fantasy players and tipping the hat to people that love it too. And it's
I don't want to play it.
No. But people seem to be wetting their pants about it too. And I'm sure that's going to be talked about an awful lot on the gaming podcast over the next week or so. Four dudes in a car. It's like big bromance going on there. Yeah, okay, well, that's it. It's coming to the end point of new releases, I suppose. There won't be that much more. I think that's it now, isn't it? I don't think there's anything really big yet to come. Yeah. Nicole, would you tackle the freebies? The PS Plus ones have now been announced as well.
Okay. Well, I'll hit them all, just for those that didn't listen last week. Xbox One has Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition, and you can get that the entire month of December. And then at the back half of December into the first half of January, so December 16 through January 15, you can get Outlast for Xbox One. For the Xbox 360, I love this computer. You can get Outland December 1 through the 15th. And then Burnout Paradise the latter half of the month, December 16th through the 31st. Those are good. I guess they're backwards compatible, so they're good on Xbox One as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to make sure that I cut and paste, apparently. I hate this computer sometimes. I don't want to cut and paste anything. PS Plus is doing Invisible Ink, Stories, Path of Destinies, Hyper Void for the PS3, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops also for the PS3, but you can cross buy it for a PS4 and Vita, and Color Guardians for a PS Vita and cross buy on PS4. And then, what is that?
VVVVV. It's a good little game.
For PS Vita. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's not you mucking around.
No, I played it to completion. Yeah. It's a very good little sort of ASCII character platformer.
Oh, yeah. ASCII. I remember that.
Well, it's lovely to see that Sony are finishing off the year with a big bundle of crap. That doesn't seem like a strong month there for Sony as far as the freebies are concerned. But there's a lot there, and then there's maybe some gold in there.
Anything's better than a poke in the eye with a stick, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, again, both companies giving away free games, it's fabulous. You know, I can't wait to play Sleeping Dogs and to get back into Burnout Paradise. And Outland, I will not be going near Outlast.
I won't either. I may download it, but I'll probably never play it.
5 hours of hell. Okay. Our Xbox Club is going strong. Stuff is getting posted up there a lot. All right, going to tackle this again. last week it sort of was an idea, and this week it is a reality. It has now started. The Year of Living Gamedurously, YOLDG, G with a hashtag. So just the idea of this is, you know, is your pile of shame? Is it getting you down? Are you pressing your buy button, just buying stuff because you can? Are you not finishing what you've bought before moving on to the next one? Well, if it's you, it's time you were living gamedurously. And you've got to join up and become a U-log. Your game collection really does need you. So kind of the idea is that from now, beginning of December this year to the beginning of December next year, you're not going to buy any more or collect more. You're going to complete them. You're going to list a Dirty 30, which is your list of Dirty 30 games. You're going to set yourself a budget. Mine is £100, maybe $120, $130 for you. And that's what you're going to buy. You're going to buy the new things that you want. It's not complete, not a cut-off. And when all 30 are done, you can go out and buy some games. So what you have to do is you email your Dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com. And when you've completed one of your Dirty 30, you send a tweet to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and a hashtag YOLG. And then two things are going to happen. You'll get a really big cheer on the podcast, but you'll also still be entered into your quarterly free draw for gaming currency, cash, in whatever flavor you want. And if you win that money, well, you can spend it on a game, and that's fine. As a nice little bonus, for everybody that completes a Dirty 30 within a 12-month period, we're going to give you a nice Overseas Connection coaster. So, yeah, how could you not resist doing that? So, by the way, look, if you miss the beginning of December and you're listening to this in January, don't worry. You can do this yourself. This is a personal challenge. So as long as you finish a Dirty 30 within a 12-month period, we will cheer you on. We will support you through that. So just think of us as a special support group, and we'll be there for you. What I've been amazed at this week is there are so many people have bought into this, and they're already about, I don't know, four or five different websites have been set up about the Year of Gaming, Living Gamedurously. It's just amazing. Well, my blog is there, bongo.ocpod.com, and on there you've got a list of everybody who's taking part. And I'm logging their progress, and I'm going to blog about the games that I play. And that's kind of the idea. So whether you've went back to it and you hated it, or you lived your experience, it's almost like a little review or a running diary of the game. Mark, he's at markannex.com. Kim has a blog there at OC Pod. Nicole is working on our blog at OC Pod, and Greg as well. But, I mean, others out there already. PG Tips is running a blog. Filthy is running a blog. Hardly Dan is running a blog. So if you go to my blog, if you go down to each individual person there, there's links to all of their individual blogs about this. And it's fantastic. Thank you for your support. Let's keep this thing going and play these games. When I look through the lists, Rich, have you looked through other people's lists? Because there is quite a sort of overlap in quite a few games. One game struck out to me, it came up an awful lot, which was Divinity Original Sin. What is that? Wow. Is that a big RPG? Because it's like 50 hours long.
Yes.
It is. Kim, I like it, that. Like,
thanks.
Yes. Nice. Oh my God.
It's a turn-based, which is not on my list, but there's a reason for that, because I wasn't sure if there was ever an ending, and I've already got, you know, Dragon Age and The Witcher 3 and The Witcher 2 on there, and I'm like, yeah, no. So, but yeah, it's a turn-based RPG, so I have it as well.
I will tell you what astounds me from your little tallies, Robin, is the number of hours it will take to complete a game. We're in the hundreds here. So it'll take 405 hours to complete all their games, 356 hours to complete all their games. I'm like, I am floored by the amount of hours that it will take to complete these games.
The record holder, quite interestingly, is what I was going to mention, is someone who really didn't think about this in much thought. And our good friend Jonathan Wilson, John Mouse, his tally is 861 hours.
Wow.
861. That's and almost an hours of gaming.
Yeah, I don't think he thought about it very much. The average is about 400. Now, I look, the reason I did that was I know a lot of people, you know, Filthy is saying on his blog, you know, he has already started a lot of these games and he's played quite a bit of them, and I know it's not completely accurate that way, but it's just to sort of rattle home that before you go out and buy the next shiny thing to play 3 hours off and move on to the next shiny thing to play 3 hours off, there is hundreds of hours of good gameplay that these developers have put together for you. You've bought the bloody thing. You've earned the right to see the credits. So play it to the credits. And if it's half decent whatsoever and good enough to be on your list as something that you want to finish, we should. I mean, we should be doing this. It's crazy. It, you know, yes, it's lovely to see the new shiny thing, but it's very rarely, unless it grabs us really, really hard. We don't finish that many. So, and this is an extension of Victory Achieved. You know, it's an extension of that. It's an extension of the completion list and all that. And yeah. And
it does strike me funny, though, because there are games that I've, and you guys have noted as well, because I think you made a comment last week. I'm on my third playthrough for Gears 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gears 1, 2, and 3, I've probably played 3 or 4 times through as well. And here I have this backlog that's a mile long of games I haven't even gotten halfway through or haven't even opened, which is far more of a crime.
I mean, Rich, I mean, looking at your stuff there, I mean, I have to ask you, have you not finished Valiant Hearts?
No.
Have you? No, or there was Monument Valley is on your list there?
Every game on my list I haven't finished.
God, yeah. even Fallout 4?
Yeah, I'm gonna run through the list if that's all right. I want to share.
Yeah, yeah, because your list is brilliant. I think it's a really good balanced list. There are 391 hours on it. But you know, it's there's a good balance there.
Yeah,
some really interesting stuff.
I went through some like my 3DS, my PC games. There's a GameCube game on there as well that I still haven't finished. There's indie games, there's big games, there's little games. Right, I'll go through the list now. Jason Johnson might absolutely love the first couple. We've got Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker, Super Mario 3D Land. I spelled super wrong on my little screenshot. Oh well. Pokemon Y, Mario and Luigi Dream Team Brothers, or Dream Team as it's known in the United States of America.
America.
We've got Lego The Lord of the Rings and Lego The Movie video game, because they are ace. Halo 1. I've never finished Halo 1.
Holy crap.
I think I've finished that twice.
Yeah.
You're not a gamer.
I've never finished Halo 1, and I've never finished Halo 2, so they're both on there. Halo 3.
You're so fired.
Halo 3 I finished about 5 times. I've finished it on Legendary twice. I've got all the skulls. But I've never done the first two, so I'll do that one. Far Cry 3. Never played it. I paid like £50 day one because it's an Ubisoft game.
Yeah, me too.
And I've never finished it. Bioshock Infinite. Never finished it.
I didn't finish Bioshock, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one. Battlefield 1. That's new, but I haven't done the campaign yet, so I'll do that. Now, this is where the indie game type stuff. Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. I've heard good things.
Oh, you've got to play it. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Valiant Hearts. I think I got halfway through when you bought it for me, Robin, for like Christmas.
My game of the year, man.
And it was fantastic what I played, but I never picked it back up. I think it's because I think something came out. I can't remember what it was.
A game?
Yeah, and another game came out. The reason we're doing this. I'm going to start that game again from the beginning and finish that. Life is Strange. I bought all 5. And played about half an hour.
Super, super game.
Yeah, so I've got to have that. Deadlight, which was a fairly decent little platformer indie game. I'm going to play that. Shadow of Mordor, I got to the second area and then never played it again.
It's this next one here.
Yeah.
People are gonna unfriend you when you say that in this next one.
Portal 2.
Holy shit.
Never finished it.
I didn't either.
Do you know what? I lost interest. I don't know what it was. Portal 1, I finished about 10 times because it takes like no time at all to go through it, and it's amazing. But number 2, I just lost interest after like the first 5 puzzles. But I need to pick that up. Crash Bandicoot 3, the only Crash I've never finished. So I rebought it on PS1 and I've been playing it today. It's a fantastic game. I love Crash Bandicoot, so I'm playing that. Batman Arkham City. I need to finish that. I played Arkham City for the first time, I think, like a year or so ago. Right off the back of finishing Arkham Asylum, and I was all Batmaned out. I was like, oh, I can't be asked for this. More Batman. So I need to finish that. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. I was a kid when it came out. Never.
Oh, I love that game.
Never finished it. So we've got it on PS1, so I'll be playing that. Monument Valley. I need to finish that. I might actually. I might change some of these, Robin.
Abe's Odyssey thing for PS4 because it came out there and I never finished it.
Yeah, you've got that.
It's funny the things that you associate with some games. Monument Valley to me, I played it when I was sitting with my mum in her final couple of days, and it was the perfect game for that. It's funny the things that you remember, and that game will always be will remind me of that. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful little game to play. So. Get to it. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that one, mate. Like I said, Abe's Odyssey. We've got New and Tasty on the PS4, so I could choose either, really. I could choose the original or the remake. Can I make a change to one of these on the list?
Of course you can.
Yeah, because I've just looked at the bottom one. I nearly threw up, and I was like, why did I pick that? So I've got another one for it. Apotheon. It was a fantastic little indie-type fucking Greek art-style game. Never finished it, so I'm going to finish that. Assassin's Creed 3, I don't know why. I want to go hunting in the snow. Is it not good?
Yeah,
I liked 3 better than 1 and 2, though, because it was easier to find shit.
I love 2.
I've got 3 and I've got Black Flag. Which would you prefer?
Black Flag.
I'm going to finish Black Flag.
Black Flag is fantastic.
Yeah, I like Black Flag, what I've played of it so far.
Black Flag could have been a game called something else, not Assassin's Creed. It could have been a completely different game.
Okay.
We're going to go see that movie in December. Well, this month. Comes out. Yeah. So
nice.
My kids have been asking, so we're going to go. That's one of our holiday events. We're going to go see Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. So we'll confer notes. I'm going to see that as well. So yeah, I'll switch Assassin's Creed 3 for 4. Then we've got Sonic Generations, Super Meat Boy, never got to the end. Tomb Raider, the remake, never finished it. Alien Isolation. Alien Isolation scared me, so I stopped playing it.
It's also on my list, yeah.
Dead Space is on my list because it scared the shit out of me. I couldn't even get past the first few minutes.
Yeah, Dead Space is a good one.
That's on my list, my to-do list, and honest to God, I'm going to have to play it only during the day.
Yeah, it's Clue, it's brilliant. I just finished it a couple of weeks ago, as you know, and it's brilliant. Still brilliant.
Okay, last two. Fallout 4, I never finished it. Maybe 40 hours in, never finished it.
Fallout 4 is one of the ones that appear on lots and lots of people's lists.
Yeah, well, so. I love Fallout. It's fantastic, but work and life and, you know,
stuff, one
of them. The game
shiny.
I originally had Killzone Shadowfall on here for the PS4, but I've just realised that I never got around to finishing Stardew Valley, so I'm going to do that instead of Killzone.
I was laughing at my dog and then she just tried to kill herself.
So apart from lots of the obvious ones like the Call of Duties and stuff like that, some of the things that came up the most were stuff like Beyond Good and Evil is one that came up on lots and lots of people's lists.
Ooh, yeah.
And again, that Divinity game, Skyrim. I mean, maybe it's because it's appeared again for that, but that was one. And again, The Witcher comes up an awful lot on people's lists. So look, if you're interested in having, there's a photograph of everybody that's there, everybody that I can get photographs of, in the list of the loggers. And beside everybody's name, there is a number, and that number shows how many games that have been completed so far. And Reigning God Zippo, good old Brian, he's actually finished 2 out of his list already.
Overachiever.
He finished, let me see here. Oh, I didn't update that bit. And nobody finished, darn it, I'll have to do that. He finished Skyrim, and there was another small one, Oxenfree, which is only 4 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's good. So it's very, very interesting having a look at people's lists. So go to bongo.ocpod.com. You'll get links to everybody else's blogs there as well. And if you're interested in doing this, Get me up on Twitter at Bongo the Sane. Send me an email at bongo@ocpod.com and read all about it and join in. So, okay. So, moving then on the victory achieved. Rich, you start off with the victory achieved. We have a winner as well this time round. So if you want to tackle that, it's the end of a quarter.
Yeah, sure thing. So we'll announce the winner at the end. I'll just run through the list of victories achieved for this week. We have
And if you get extra shout outs for you loggers, please.
Yes, I'll shout out for the logs. Bongo the Sane, the first log, finished Doom, amazing game. In true logs Yolg spirit, I actually started a playthrough of Doom again last week on PC, but I decided to put that asleep so I can do me 30 games. But that's a fantastic game. Fraser Moo finished 2. He finished Trials of the Blood Dragon. And then Octodad for his Gamedurously, which is weird-ass game. Weird-ass game. Dastardly Jabby finished Titanfall 2 for his Yolg. Fantastic. Hardly Dan finished Ratchet and Clank. I'm guessing that's the newer one on the PS4. He's finished that for his Yolg. Adamsk 86 finished Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. One of the best shooting games of the last generation. So, played the remastered version. Teflon 12 finished Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which is straight out of Japan for hashtag Yolg. He finished that. Pilch Reed finished Gears of the War 4.
Big shout out to Pilch. Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, he's done Gears of War 1, 2, 3, and Judgment, and 4. Fair play to him.
Wow.
MTB, Judgment.
MTB Matt finished Deus Ex Mankind Divided. PG Tips 77 finished Borderlands the pre-sequel for his hashtag Yolg. Steffi Business finished Doom, amazing game. And Rain God Zippo finished for his Yolg, Oxenfree and Skyrim.
There's an actual end to Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main story.
It basically ends with you putting down the controller and saying, I am finished with this fucking game.
Because that's pretty much how I did it. I was like, fuck this, I'm done.
The end of Skyrim is what happens with the dragon shit. That's the end of Skyrim.
Well, yep. Brian sent his victory achieved today. And he says, look, you know, is this the end? Does this count? And I have to thank Eric, Duke Scath. I sent him a quick message to say, does this qualify as the end of Skyrim, please? Your expert advice. And he came back to qualify that, yes, the point that he was at was as far as he could be considered as the story end. So thank you, Eric, for that.
So Eric independently adjudicated that decision for us. It's fantastic news. Lastly, Viva La Pedros for his hashtag Yolgs finished FIFA 17, The Journey.
Mm.
Which is that thing we saw at E3, was it?
FIFA also has an end.
It was The Journey, the story mode bit where like up and corner. Do you remember from E3? It was like the young kid and he was like, oh, he's going to be the next star.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
That stuff.
Now, no clue.
The winner for the quarter.
Oh, just one more sec. I'm really chuffed with the VAs this week. I mean, you've got Dastardly Jabby in there as well, from the same coin, and Hardly Dan from the Gamesman, and lovely to see Paul PG Tips in here again, and Viva La Pedros, God rest their pretty souls, they died. Thank you for the support with all the victory achieves as well. Okay.
Been excellent. So,
winner, chicken dinner.
The win and draw at random from 128 completions from the last quarter is Kinney999 for finishing XCOM 2.
Yeah, and quite recently too, on the 23rd of November, that was finished off there. So, Kenny, I will be in touch. And myself or Mark will get in touch with you to see how you want your bucks, your dollars, your money to go and spend.
So, I have a special song for you, Kinney, just for you. Because you've won this week's receiver, I have a little song on my guitar. Just a quick couple of seconds and we go.
Oh, brilliant. It's Concords. It's Flight of the Concords. Super.
Well done, mate.
Those dudes are funny.
I love that. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, well, look, the next VA goes on now from the 1st of December until the end of February the 28th. No leap year this year. So enter it and win $20 or 15 quid, depending on the exchange rate. And you'll get on PSN, XBL, or Steam. And maybe even by that point, February. Will it be February? When is the Switch comes out, the clicky Nintendo thing? Is it February time?
April.
Maybe next quarter then there'll be cash to buy for Nintendo as well. Okay, that's really cool. All right. Do you know what we didn't talk about? And we'll quickly review it quickly here. But what we've been playing.
Oh,
that thing.
And you did mention, Richard, that you've been playing Crash Bandicoot and Crash Bandicoot and Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I've finished Crash Bandicoot 2, but it's not on my list. But I haven't done the victories achieved, so I'm going to have to watch the credits and take a selfie to get the victories achieved for this week for that. But we're started Crash Bandicoot 3 today. We're about halfway through. Fantastic.
Do they stand up? Are they okay?
They're really fun to play. When you're playing them on an emulator on your PC with all the nice graphics, it's good. But when you're playing them proper disc, converted to 4K screen...
Yeah,
it doesn't look that great, but it's the nostalgia, it's the starting up sound and the I don't know, and they are still fun to play and challenging. And we play it like 100%, so we try and get all the boxes. We take turns, we do the same level 5 times. It's just amazing. It's just really fun, and nice. It's a social game. It really is.
I have Banjo-Kazooie on my list to play.
The first one.
I'll be playing it off what was that thing with all the games on it? Rare replay.
Yeah.
But because it was sort of seen as almost a separate game altogether. Mm-hmm. But I hear it's one of the best ones, so I'm looking forward to it. I've never played it.
It was on the 64. That's pretty good.
Okay. Kim, well, yes. Gems of War.
That's all the gaming I've managed to get done, and I can't even really say it's gaming. Somebody wanted to join the Gate Guild, so I had to hop on there and send them an invite, surprisingly enough. So,
do what you've got to do. Gaming's gaming. I know you're busy. And Nicole, did you get anything in there at all?
No, not really. We had Tornadoes. So,
have you seen that? Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was going to play on that night for sure. And we had one night of my daughter vomiting, so nobody played that night either. And then having to be at work at 7 in the morning and getting off work at 3:30. Like last night, I was at work at 7 and didn't get home until after 10. So... little too tired to play. I did get a little recore in, but all it did was frustrate me because I was so tired I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing.
Yeah, sometimes we'll have those weeks. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it was just one of those weeks for me where I got shit done.
Yeah, well, when I had a crazy, crazy busy week, but for some reason or other, I've been staying up rather late. I mean, it's rather late being 12:30. But I did get Doom finished up last weekend, and it's a really good game. Yeah, really good game. It is lots of the same thing and lots of big monsters, and it's nonstop killing, but damn, it's killing in the best possible way you can possibly have it. It really is fabulous. And the way you rip the arm off somebody and stick it down his throat and they sort of explode. Oh, it's just...
See, what I like about Gears is ripping arms off and then beating the shit out of them with it. It makes me giggle.
Visceral. And that last boss, God damn it. Oh, flip me.
Real peach of a guy.
Oh, Rich, did you have trouble with the last boss?
The last boss of the
Doom.
Oh God. There are ways that you have to do the last boss. The specific like times you need to do this bit, and then you need to do this, and then go there, and then move here, and then keep shooting there, and
because it's a completely different type of boss than all the other bosses that you come across.
It's basically there's a massive boss about 3/4 of the way through the game, huge boss.
Yeah.
And it's like he it's a typical boss fight. He'll do a big gun and then a couple of little things, and you've got to dodge them, and then now's your opening. The last boss is just like kind of non-stop. It's relentless, but it's satisfying. It's old very, school very 90s first person shooter type stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the one old school level I unlocked, I played through it after I finished the game, and even that's still really good. It's weird because you have the old map with the new monsters in it. Mm. I enjoyed Doom very, very much. It was pretty damn excellent.
Actually. Yes, it always. It's so pretty so perfect. Good. Ah, from the first moment, just so good. I own it twice, so you know. Mm.
I restarted Uncharted 4. It is beautiful. It is gorgeous. It is lovely. Goodness, I got the little thing that you do an awful lot of lifting of doors. So you get your buddy to help you lift the door, and you have to mash the button like mad to either open a door or push a box or something. And I seen in the settings that you could change it from mashing to keeping your finger on it. Oh, such a small thing, but it makes such a difference.
Nice.
Got the one bit in it. You had to climb.
Wait. How did that go again, Robin?
Well, there's a bit you have to mash.
No.
That's lovely.
like a little Chinese man.
But it's just so many. There's like a real nod in the head of Ubisoft in it. There was a bit we had to climb up this big tower, and then there was a spire. And I seen everywhere you climb, it has the gamer trope of, well, there's a bit of white so you can climb up there. And you get right onto the very, very top of the spire and stand there like the eagle view. You dive off your arms out into a bale of hay. Well, you could stand up right on the top of it, and it gives you a wee achievement just for doing that. The writing is really good. The voice acting is fantastic. But goodness, some game writing is just so weak. Like, there's a bit where his brother is captured and gets taken away, and the boat crashes, and it looks like everybody's been killed. And he washes up on the beach, and he fights his way through some baddies, and then meets up with his brother again about an hour later into the game. And there's not even a, "Hey, all right, mate, how did you survive that?" You know, there's nothing. There was just like, get on with the game again. But you just make allowances for such a beautifully well put together game and a half decent story to boot. So I'm enjoying my Uncharted 4. Okay, look, we're going to start wrapping this thing up. I think, I do think that, because all of the nodding has been done. And if you want to join in with what we do here, we broadcast every week on twitch.tv /OC podcast. And that's at 11 o'clock in the UK and 3 p.m. West Coast and 6 p.m. in East Coast. Lovely to get your emails, podcast@ocpod.com. I know emails are old-fashioned, but you can still do that. Tweet us, which is this week has been crazy, @OC_podcast. Go to our Facebook group at fb.ocpod.com and leave us a review, please. It'd be lovely on iTunes or YouTube. Our YouTube channel is there. This stream will go up there now live and under Twitch feed. And don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club on Xbox and PS4. Please, if you do that. And, and of course, you log the year of living game dangerously. Go to bongo.ocpod.com. You'll see all about it there and the links to everybody else. Okay, let's do some shout-outs and let's get the hell out of here. Nicole, please, if you would.
Okay, you can find me via email, nicole@ocpod.com, on Twitter @OC_Amaryllis. Amaryllis on the PS4, which I swear I will get up and running by Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Amaranth on the Xbox. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, those that come and watch us do this, our little shatters, because it really is a lot of fun to comment and have this conversation in the chat as well as while we're doing this live, because we can add some of that commentary in, and it's good. It's fun to interact with you guys. We definitely really love it. So we appreciate it when you come around, say hi, even if it's just for a little while. It still is a lot of fun and we do appreciate it. So I do appreciate that Robin got a chance to host and stepped up for us, and that Rich
did our OBS, and that Kim got to join me in our nodding, since, you know, the guys covered the pretty, so all we had to do is just show up and agree. So, but we do love you guys, and I do appreciate the opportunity to come and get to do this with you. So I hope that Mark does get a chance to feel better, because I know that he, poor guy, is getting hit left and right. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's another. So, Mark, feel better. We do love you. Kim?
Yeah, that's me. You can email me at kim@ocpod.com. You can find me on Twitter at gamergirl27, which you can also find me on the Xbox as gamergirl27. And, well, those are the only ones that count, because my PlayStation 3 isn't even plugged in yet. So, and it probably won't be. So, anyway, I want to, you know, thank you guys. I haven't been here for like 2 weeks. I kind of missed y'all a little bit. So, you know, there's that. I want to thank our fans, you know, because you're the reason we do this, because otherwise we'd just be talking to ourselves. So, you know,
which we do that anyway.
We do that anyway, but it's, you know, it's nice to have people, you know, listen to it every once in a while and you know, actually enjoy it, apparently, because you keep showing back up. So, you know, thanks for that. And, yeah. How about you, Rich?
I just want to say shout out to the listeners and, for the ones who haven't yet watched us in video on the Twitch or on the YouTube, subscribe so you can watch us face-to-face live every week. And if you don't subscribe, you're a massive sexist. So make sure you subscribe. And a shout-out to everyone who's got involved in the Year of Living Gamedrously, because I thought it was just like, this is just something weird that Robin's doing on his own because he thinks he's, you know, trying to make a difference or make things better, air quotes.
Hippie.
I thought he was just going to be a hippie, or he was bored and just wanted something different. But yeah, everyone's got behind it, even like Hardly Dan and like weirdos. I'm only messing.
Greg.
Yeah, the weirdo is Greg. I mean,
yep.
He's so weird, isn't he? Just get on board. If you don't think Greg's weird, you're a sexist. Now, just shout out.
Misogynist
bigot.
I'm just going to drink my. You guys enjoy.
Yeah,
no, it's been nice knowing y'all.
I thought, oh yeah, it's just going to be Robin. But then, because I have the podcast Twitter on my phone as well. And every like hour, someone's like tweeting us that they've joined it or whatever. And it's like, oh my God, how many people are going to get on board? Matt.
I think it was the night before last when I got a bit of gaming time. It was like, for fuck's sake, would you just leave me alone?
Yeah.
Stop doing that. I want to play a game.
I was like, I was getting all these notifications. I was like, yeah, all these people love me. And I was like, oh, it's at OC podcast. It's not for me. And it was just all these yolks. I was like, what the hell? Yolk time?
Yolk. What the hell's a yolk?
Yolk. But yeah, thanks to everyone who's chipped in. You know, we all do shit, so, you know, whatever. Whatever. That's all I'm going to say.
Just be pretty, okay. Rich. Move it on.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with everything that Rich has said. Thank you very much for all the support this week. It's been great. It's a team effort from all of us, and we're all behind this. It was just brilliant. Even Fraser. I want to shout out to Colin. Colin doesn't like the snow, and there's lots of snow in Lake Tahoe. And come on, Colin. Let's get sledging. Greg, everybody, next week is a very, very special show for our boss, Greg DeLacy. It will be 400 shows. That is, I mean, look at iTunes. There are not many podcasts, and no matter what vein they are, have reached 400. It is a fabulous achievement. I'm sure it will be a great show. It would be fabulous if you dropped us a tweet or an email with maybe your thoughts on the show, the way it's changed over the years, what you like, what you don't like, and just a word of encouragement for Greg would be lovely, because he is very insecure. Yeah, make sure that you listen in. If you can listen in live next week, it would be fabulous. 400 shows, quite an achievement, needs an award.
Yeah, big thank you to Goldman Sachs for getting us there.
So everybody, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for listening live. Thank you for not listening live and you're listening in your car right now going, what the hell is he talking about? And we will see you all next week for the 400th show. Richard, Nicole, Kim, thank you very, very much. Have a great safe and wonderful gaming week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Well, just keep me in the dark.
I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out with my light here. I'm like, oh, too much light? Not enough light? Yeah.
You ladies look beautiful. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Rich. I feel a little tired and cranky
Holy
myself.
Fuck.
But, you know.
Jesus Christ, again, more funny.
I'm going to go get my alcohol. Is that okay?
Sure.
Retweet.
I can't talk. I'll just shut up now.
My widget. He wants to use my widget.
It's raspberry.
Ooh.
I know. Exactly, because it's $5. And I hate to say it, but I really hate the cap of this thing. It's nice that it screws back on, but it looks like a penis head.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit.
Okay, I'm ready when anybody's ready. Anybody ready?
I'm ready and willing and able.
Yeah, I'm already streaming.
What's up, Stinky? Go.
So do okay. I.
Let's roll.
Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games. Watch me Twitch. Watch me play games.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on. Yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.